There is no greater gift than the gift of giving back.
And it could be just as simple as making a craft to give a child a smile. And this is Chick to Chick. You know, Flora, volunteering can be one of the most heartwarming things that you can do. I mean, just fills you up with a type of joy by being able to give a gift of a craft, or maybe it's a warm meal, or maybe it's just sitting down with someone and paying attention and reading a book. Either way, there's something very moving and special when you're able to do something that gives a smile to someone who's maybe in pain.
Giving back really is a gift, and it's so true when they say it's better to give than to receive, because when you give back, I find, at least for me, it gives you purpose. It makes me so happy when I see that I can help somebody in some way. And you know, Carrie, it doesn't have to be some grand gesture. When you hear about giving back and volunteering, people think, oh, maybe I have to give thousands of dollars, or I have to volunteer 20 hours a week. And it's not about that. I mean, there really truly is a truth to no gift. There's no such thing as a small gift. And even if you're only able to give back an hour a week, it's so meaningful, and it's going to make a big difference in someone's life.
Yes, I've always said that volunteering is both grounding and humbling, and everybody should do it.
One of my favorite charities that I absolutely love is Caitlin Smiles. Cheryl Horning created Caitlin Smiles. She's joining us today. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Flora. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Cheryl, you named Caitlin Smiles after your daughter, Caitlin. So can you tell us what happened to Caitlin, and then how you created Caitlin Smiles?
Sure. Caitlin was my oldest. When she was 3 years old, she started having some problems with throwing up in the morning. And I had just put her back in daycare, and I had also had another baby. And we thought she just had the stomach bug with flu outbreak. But we soon found out she had a brain tumor and spent the next 3.5 years in 4 different children's hospitals in 4 different states. After I lost Caitlin, I wanted to give back to the community and to help others that were in my shoes. So I started Caitlin Smiles in her memory, and Caitlin loved arts and crafts supplies. Every time we went to the hospital or a clinic visit, she had to have a backpack filled with new crayons and fresh coloring pages. So when I eventually figured out how to give back, that is how Caitlin Smiles was born.
Cheryl, your story is heartbreaking. And it's beautiful, all at the same time, taking a tragedy like that. I can't imagine losing a child. And then kind of forwarding her cause and taking her smile everywhere. So explain a little bit more about what you do. I mean, it sounds like you add some fun into a child's day when they're really having a crummy day.
And we try to. We like to say our motto is spreading smiles to children in hospitals. We have a bag of smiles that's filled with fun things, with crayons, coloring books, Play-Doh, journal, things like that. We've got volunteers that decorate the bags, that make the handmade cards that go in the bags. We give out about 12,000 of those a year. We also do little individual craft kits that have necklaces and bracelets and bookmarks and door hangers and things like that. And give out about 150,000 of those a year. And one of our newest additions is a coping kit that goes to area emergency rooms, because kids in emergency rooms are really scared and often have a long wait until they can see some medical professionals. So we have started doing those and give out about 17,000 of those a year.
Wow, amazing. And you just started this in your kitchen, in your home, and now you've grown so much. It's so wonderful to hear this. Cheryl, I think sometimes people think when they volunteer or when they give back, they're going to have to give a ton of money or a lot of their time. And that's really not the case. I mean, if somebody wants to come in for an hour and volunteer with Caitlin Smiles, they can do that, right?
Yes. And also people can volunteer for us at home. We found out with COVID here, we've got a lot of families making cards at home or ordering like foam stickers and foam shapes on Amazon and putting together craft kits and then either just dropping things off, you know, in the mail or outside the office. But, you know, it takes an hour, it takes a dollar. Everybody can volunteer to give back if they want to help.
And well, that brings up my question about, you know, who volunteers. You know, oftentimes volunteership has to be, you know, an older child or an adult. But is this something that all ages can really participate in? And if so, why is it important to get all those ages involved?
And I must proudly say that some of my best volunteers are preschoolers at local daycare that can trace their hands on bags or put little footprints on bags and cards. I think it's real important for people to learn to either pay back or pay it forward at an early age. And I think right now, especially with COVID, you think about how bad or how tough your life is or how dark things are. And there's always somebody that needs more help than you do.
Absolutely.
And just that little bit of time is all it takes. It doesn't take much.
And it makes a big difference in a child's life, a child in the hospital, to give them that ability to make them smile. It's so wonderful and gratifying. You have a big event coming up that you do every year. It's called the Night of Smiles. And just like everybody else, you've had to make changes this year. So can you tell us about Night of Smiles? When is it? What is it all about? And how are you doing things differently this year?
Sure. This year, the virtual event itself is going to be on November 7th, but we are going to post all the auction items online starting the week before. Then people can bid off their phones, off the website. We hope to have about 100 silent auction items. But as you know, Flora, the fun part of the evening is meeting the kids who have painted some of the artwork. And that fun part of the evening is we welcome children who have received our services in the hospital to do a painting or some sort of artwork that we can auction off.
How many hospitals have you been in with Caitlin Smiles? And does it matter what the illness is? Are they mostly children with cancer? It could be a child facing any chronic illness.
These go to children with any illnesses. Originally, when I started this, I was kind of thinking cancer or heart or things like that. But I quickly learned that hospitals know best, that when we drop off our donations, I mean, the child who was in a car accident with no parents there might be the one that needs the smile or the pick-me-up. We are with about 200 different hospitals, specialty clinics, Ronald McDonald houses, and emergency departments throughout the region.
Cheryl, if somebody wants to get involved with Caitlin Smiles or they want to bid on some of these auction items during your Night of Smiles, where can they get this information?
Sure. All the information will be on our website or on our Facebook page, and it'll just give you a code to either text in or click on, and you can immediately join the auction. We will have free complimentary tickets that people can get in and bid. And if they want to make a donation for a VIP ticket, they'll get a raffle ticket for the evening and some little Caitlin Smiles doodads.
Doodads.
Love it.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for sharing Caitlin's stories. And quite frankly, thank you for making kids smile. It's just wonderful.
I second that. Yes.
Thank you.
Ladies, you are very welcome. And thank you for your help. And it was fun to be on with you. Thank you.
You know, Flora, it is a difficult time to be able to engage with people, be in front of people, and be around. However, it's also a new time of virtual. So you can get into the events that you normally would have gone to. And this Night of Smiles is a perfect example of being able to help out from afar. We know she's helped children from all over the country. So this is an easy thing that someone can get involved in.
Absolutely. You can tune in for the Night of Smiles virtually. And I love too what she said, that now that they've had to pivot too, that you can make crafts and make cards, and she will be able to get them to these sick children to make them smile. And that makes me smile a lot. And we love the fact that you've tuned in once again, and we will be back next week to chirp about another topic.